Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, welcome to an episode of the Almost Famous podcast where I'm joined by my co-host who does our other spinoff show of the Almost Famous, which is Almost Famous OG. So that means that Trista Sutter is here next to me.
Hello.
And we have Molly Mesnick.
Hey.
And Desiree Siegfried.
Siegfried.
You guys, how weird is that?
Oh my God.
I literally just said, how does she say her last name over and over again? And I just blurted out something totally different because I said that I just want to keep calling her Heartstock.
Heartstock.
A Heartstock.
A heart and a sock.
Guys, you guys, I've done like 3 hours of podcast. Oh my God. Now, yeah.
We're
giving myself a break.
You have some grace.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah, because she said she just was correcting us. She was like, I used to say heart sock.
It's like a heart and a sock together.
A heart and a sock.
Not stock.
Like, how many times in your life did you say that?
It was stock.
So many times.
Why did I always think it was stock?
Because like a lot of people do. A lot of people do. Okay. They'll say heart stock.
Well.
And then I just
roll with it.
I roll with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Siegfried is hard, so there's a lot of grace for you.
It's really not hard. It's not hard. It's actually not hard at all. So, but moving on.
It's actually not very hard.
You guys, we had breakfast earlier and you were just too crazy about thinking that you were old news and you were like embarrassed to be here at this wedding.
Yes.
But why? Because you're legendary couples because you've been married for so long.
We have been married for so long. Jason and I have been married 14 years.
Did you have a televised wedding?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And that it poured over all of us.
Pouring rain.
And she looked freaking gorgeous.
Thank you, Trista. Yeah. That was the best day. If I could go back and redo it 100 times, I would.
Was it live?
It was not live. Wedding was, you'll be able to attest to this, Trista, because you've been to all the bachelor weddings. Ours was the first one since Trista's. So they went very big. We had 350 people. I mean, it was a big crap. To-do,
it was awesome.
And it was freaking awesome.
It was now, so how much did fun. You feel about having strangers at your wedding? Because I'm at a wedding right now where I've never met the bride and groom.
Well, funny you say that. Last night, we had it written in our contract that they could not invite anyone from The Bachelor that we had not personally met.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh!
Yeah.
And that's why she feels so weird about being at this
wedding. Yeah, like I didn't even follow my own advice. I've never met Gary.
But do you think Gary and Teresa care that all of the Bachelor
women are
here?
She's a big Bachelor fan. So okay. I think she probably thinks it's kind of cool, but I'm just assuming here.
Yeah.
Okay. So now that's so interesting to me. Did you get to deny people that they offered?
Yeah.
Oh, because Jade really didn't want Chris Soules at her wedding.
Okay.
Because, you know, within that year, she had been in this top four.
Well, so think about Gary and all of the people
of the girls are here.
Yeah.
So do you think, guys, that like Faith and Leslie are actually okay with being here?
Or so I've talked to Leslie a lot.
We actually had a long conversation with Faith.
You guys were with.
They're not okay.
Well, Faith had a hard time last
today
night.
Today we talked to her, and it was the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's having a hard time. And then Leslie, I've been talking to, and I think the biggest reason, and this is, you know, from her to me, but yes, it is secondhand. She wanted to be part of everything. So as the runner-up on the show, I hate using the word runner-up, but still, she was kind of the runner-up, whatever. And as the runner-up, you don't get to be part of the after the final rose. You're in a secluded room until you come out on stage and then you leave. And she hasn't gotten to do any of the other fun stuff that all of these ladies are being invited to do. Mm-hmm. Since the show ended. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I kind of want to like hang out with the girls. I want to hang out with her. I want to hang out with you. Like she wants to be part of it. So I totally get that, but it can't not be weird.
Well, I think what we said to Faith today, and she related a little bit to me because Jason let me go, right? Mm-hmm. It's seeing him in the press over and over and over again. Yep. It's today, the wedding. I said, once today passes and they'll start moving on to the new season, the press and the publicity around him will stop. You'll start seeing, like in the real world, you don't break up with someone and then see your ex everywhere.
Totally true. Know, like,
that just is not
so true.
Normal. So I told her, I said, you know, give it some time. And once it goes away, you'll be fine.
Yep. So are these ladies just going to like watch her walk down the aisle and just feel like, it's like a movie.
That's not going to feel good.
No, it's not going to be good.
Are they going to want to object?
I think it's going to be hard for them to watch, but it also will be the closure that they need.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Because there's way after he, you know, says his I do's that they will think there's hope for a relationship.
Yeah, you're right.
Know? Yeah. Do you guys think that, I know this is like a question that the audience listening will like already have the answer to. So I'm a little, you know, hesitant to ask it, but like how much do you think that the two of them will have a role in tonight? Like, as far as like, is it going to be a lot of interviews with them and it's going to show like, the fact that they're not over it?
I mean, we know how this show works. Yeah. Of course they're going to do that.
I hope not. I think I'm holding on to hope that they don't make it about that.
Then why have them be here?
Right.
Like, it makes me feel bad. Like
I do feel bad too.
You know they don't want to be here.
Well, they had a choice.
They did have a choice.
They could have said no.
They did have a
choice. Well, said no.
You think that they could have said no?
Yes.
And then still, okay, yes, they could have said no, but then don't you think that they would have been in less contention to being the Golden Bachelorette?
I don't think they care.
Yeah, I don't think they care.
I think if it happened, it'd be great, but I don't think like this has to happen for me. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, they're in such a different,
I don't think they, what is Ben doing out there? Like literally he's like,
you guys, yeah. He's higgying already.
I can't believe how many weddings I've been to with this man this year. And I can't believe that every single time I have to witness these hips.
Oh, wow.
There's a reason that Jess didn't come today. She's like, I cannot watch the higgy and sleep with you one more time.
That's good.
Oh my gosh.
That's good.
Oh my gosh.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you feel like you just need to get something off your chest, whether it's work, family, relationships, we all carry around different stressors all day, big and small. When we bottle up those stressors, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's been weighing you down.
Therapy's always been a benefit in my life. It's something that my wife and I do as a couple. It's also something I do personally. If nothing else, it's a great place to just release whatever is going on internally. It's a place where you can feel less alone. Therapy allows you to be the best version of yourself, which obviously life is short. And so the more we can be the better versions of ourselves, the better this whole thing is for us and the people around us. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/almost today to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/almost.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at HighFiveCasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns, ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it.
Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. All right. So you guys do not think that there's going to be drama tonight? Do you think that they'll televise a drama? And do you think that there will be drama?
So it's live. So it's live. Yeah, yeah. So that's the
was
part.
Was yours live?
No.
Okay. So nope. Whose wedding was live?
Sean and Catherine.
Okay. That's what I thought. Yep. Sean and Catherine. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that the yep. only one?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That one seemed to go swimmingly. Was it only
yeah, we had a little too much fun at that wedding.
Yeah, we did.
She oh, was guys being spun around the dance floor.
Oh,
like,
oh yeah. We were
so
all there. Fun.
Okay. So like, tell us how they did that live.
Oh, gosh, honestly, I don't even really.
Honestly, it
was
really remember.
Smooth.
It was a long
what did
time
they
ago.
Show besides,
it was the same kind of thing. It was like TV. It was really oh, smooth. They didn't show anything from the reception. I do remember
yeah,
that.
That's what I'm like. The reception's nothing. Not going to be on TV.
They so had the, they had to the, do a reception tonight, oh, they like are? The first part of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you remember? It was like the honeymoon suite, like sex cam, because Sean was a born again virgin.
So shut up.
Oh, I do.
Don't you remember this?
I do not remember this.
Yes. Like on like a little box on the bottom of the television was the honeymoon suite, the whole episode. It was so cringe.
Oh, I don't even know if they knew that they were doing
that. Stop it.
Yeah. I don't need. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Catherine didn't like agree. Like, yeah, please, you know, put a camera in my honeymoon suite.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Oh no. But I think it was the same thing. We had like a cocktail hour. And then I remember all of us walking into the ceremony and sitting down.
I don't remember cocktail hour. I remember we were like,
I
in
do
lines.
Remember cocktail hour.
Really?
We were, yes.
I missed that.
I specifically remember cocktail hour. And then I just remember getting taken to her. Oh my gosh. Who's, the Real Housewife who was there.
Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh, Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh, with her dog.
Yeah. Right.
With her dog. I forgot about that.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. She was like in the front row.
We were right. They were on Dancing with the Stars together. So that's why she was there.
What happened? Okay. There was drama. Someone, maybe it was Ashley.
No,
it was you.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't even want to get into
okay,
that.
Okay, never mind. I was like, wait, gosh, wasn't there some kind of drama?
Yes. Well, I'm a big Real Housewives fan.
Yeah.
And so when I knew she was going to be there, I was super excited. And that morning, I saw her at breakfast and I went up and asked for a photo and she said no.
Oh my goodness.
So then Jason, being the protective husband, not in a great way, goes on, I think it was Twitter at the time, and was like, Lisa Vanderpump just denied Molly, and he tagged her. So then she sees it, and she's all pissed at Jason the minute, and they seat us next to each other at the wedding.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So all was well by the end of the night. Yes, we were like best friends.
Of course.
What do you think about the seating chart tonight?
Because I don't know.
Do you
is
think
there?
That they're going to do it so that like everybody's with their friends or is everybody going to be with their enemies?
They're
going to
be with their enemies.
Who has enemies?
Not enemies, but people like that you people, have history
well, like,
with.
I was just going to say, all like we were talking last night. How Rachel was sitting with Zach and Katie, which has got to be a little weird.
Listen, I don't want to sit next to Kevin. That would be very weird. I dated a guy here. So it's like, no thanks.
Kevin who?
Who's Kevin?
Kevin from Bachelor Winter Games.
Oh my Canada. Gosh. No, not Canada. Yeah. They're here?
Yeah.
Wait, so is it
just have
here.
A baby?
They did just have a baby.
Is it going to be awkward for you to see him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, no thanks. But I wonder,
probably
with each other.
We were just talking to Ben. This is unrelated to Bachelor, but he is doing like a golf tournament and they put him with Lauren's husband.
Yes.
Well, yes. But no. This was a year ago that they were like put together and it was really awkward and Ben was very concerned. But then
it's
once
happening again.
They're doing it again.
But
it's not awkward again.
Wait, but that's terrible.
It will be awkward again. Oh, so I don't know. But like he last year had a little golf moment with him and then it seemed like they were just all good to go.
But
he didn't see Lauren last time.
Okay.
So that would be really, it would be awkward if Lauren came into the.
Yeah,
but
true.
It's very similar to here and you know what makes good TV. And it is putting people who are known
but that's
to have
what I
drama.
Know. Like, are they going to show this stuff on TV? And I know this is like all like, we're just guessing and it's stupid because the audience is not going to even, they're going to know what happens before we do.
Oh, true. Last night, Kathy and Susan were talking to us and I couldn't quite gather where she was going with it, but she seemed serious. And I don't know if there's like sarcasm there, but she was talking about Zach's Why? Oh,
Zach,
Katie? Beyonce? Yeah, Katie. And like how she's going to be on the mic, so she's going to be able to say everything, because something about Katie was supposed to babysit her cats or something.
No, no. You got a bunch of stuff mixed up. Katie Thurston did not come.
Katie Thurston was supposed to come.
She has a cat. You were thinking.
No. But she's, Kathy lives in Austin, right?
I don't know where Kathy lives. I don't think it's related.
Okay. So Kathy was, she's Kathy was spewing drama last night.
Yes.
That's very true.
And she was mentioning she's going to be on the mic tonight.
Oh,
okay. She is going to say whatever she wants.
She's the commentator on the gold carpet. I feel like
Kathy could do a roast tonight.
That I think is what she's going to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
We knew that Kathy would need to have a moment.
She was mentioning she's in control of the mic, so she gets to say what she wants.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Well,
yeah, but she does have a little script. I will tell you that much. Because I was,
good. That's awesome.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, I do want to talk more about televised weddings.
Yes.
But we're going to wrap this episode up and do a part two. So stay tuned, guys, for that.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant, sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has
existed.
You have
an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.